Good morning. Here's some of the news for Friday, April 15, 2016.
At the time of the jolt, desktop computers began shaking and books fell from shelves.
At least 9 people were killed and more than 800 injured by an earthquake which toppled houses and buckled roads in southern Japan on Thursday. The government's chief spokesperson said 1,600 soldiers had been deployed, and TV reports showed some delivering blankets and adult diapers to the thousands of people who took shelter because their homes were wrecked or unsafe. About 44,000 people sought refuge, though some returned home in the morning. The quake struck at 9:26 p.m. on Thursday at a depth of 7 miles near Kumamoto City on the island of Kyushu, about 500 miles from Tokyo. The government said there was no tsunami risk, but the government has misled its people before, like with Fukushima. New York City's largest public pension is exiting all hedge fund investments in the latest sign that the $4 trillion public pension sector is losing patience with often secretive portfolios at a time of poor performance and high fees. Hundreds of protesters chanted and waved signs on Thursday to voice their outrage at Republican frontrunner Donald Trump outside the New York venue where he and his two rivals for the presidential nomination gathered for dueling speeches. Inside the hotel near Grand Central Terminal, Trump, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, and Ohio Governor John Kasich were addressing a New York State Republican Party gala, a $1,000 a person gala, as they campaigned for the state's primary contest this Tuesday. A group of the protesters stormed the mezzanine of the Grand Hyatt with a banner that read, "NYC rejects the party of hate." 11 of them were reported arrested. Outside the hotel, many anti-Trump demonstrators called the New York billionaire businessman a fascist and white supremacist. They even teased him about his signature hairdo. "We shall overcome," read one sign. Others said, "Deport Trump, no allegiance for Trump," and "Black Lives Matter." There's a new poll out which shows Bernie Sanders is beating Hillary Clinton by 1 point with registered Democratic voters. The survey was conducted between April 9th and April 13th. Among all Democrats and Democratic-leaning independent voters, Bernie Sanders leads Hillary Clinton by a 47-42 margin, with 11% of respondents who say they wouldn't vote for either candidate. Sanders beats Clinton by a narrow margin of 49-48 among registered Democrats, and he demolishes Clinton by 16 points among self-identified independents. This latest poll is the third to show Sanders leading Clinton this month.
With Senator Sanders, 8 prior times.
Excuse me.
I have said the
Secretary,
exact same
Senator,
thing.
Please.
If we can raise it to 15 in New York or Los Angeles,
Secretary,
or Seattle,
the viewers,
let's do it.
If you're both screaming at each other.
The Democratic debate last night between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton was more contentious than any previous debate, and there seemed to be more Sanders than Clinton supporters in the audience at the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
I am proud that millions of young people who previously were not involved in the political process are now coming into it. And I do believe that we have got to open the door of the Democratic Party to those people. And I think the future of the Democratic Party is not simply by raising money from wealthy campaign contributors. I think that the way we are doing it in this campaign, $27 a contribution, not being dependent on...
She defended her New York values and the number of votes she has amassed so far.
I have gotten more votes than anybody running, 9.6 million at the last count. That is 2.3 million more than Senator Sanders. And it is 1.4 million more than Donald Trump. And
Clinton then says it's important to unify the party when the nomination process is completed.
And the facts are that I'm putting together a very broad-based, inclusive coalition from the South to the North, from the East to the West, with African Americans, Latinos, women, union households, working people. And I am very proud of the campaign we are running. It is a campaign that will not only capture the Democratic nomination, but a campaign that will defeat whoever the Republicans and Donald
Trump. I want to ask you a question about this, and then you can incorporate that into your response. There are 3 months now between now and the Democratic convention. Your campaign manager says that you will absolutely take the fight to the floor if neither you nor Secretary Clinton clinches the nomination with pledged delegates alone. Do you vow to take this fight to Philadelphia, no matter what?
I think we're going to win this nomination, to tell you the truth. Look, let me acknowledge what is absolutely true. Secretary Clinton cleaned our clock in the Deep South, no question about it. We got murdered there. That is the most conservative part of this great country. That's the fact. But you know what? We're out of the Deep South now. And we're moving up. We got here, we're going to California, we got a number of large states there. And having won 7 out of the last 8 caucuses and primaries, having a level of excitement and energy among working people and low-income people, doing better against Donald Trump and the other Republicans in poll after poll than Secretary Clinton is, yeah, I believe that we're going to win this nomination, and I believe we're going to obliterate Donald Trump or whoever the Republican candidate is.
Beautiful song, simply titled Some Enchanted Evening. Some Enchanted Evening.
And finally, the Queen of Soul celebrated her birthday with some 100 of her close friends Thursday at the Ritz-Carlton in Manhattan. She sat at a corner table with record executive Clive Davis and the Reverend Jesse Jackson, among others, nodding her head along to performances by the Dizzy Gillespie All-Stars and Dennis Edwards of Temptations fame. All that was missing was Aretha Franklin music. Franklin herself let other singers have the stage, and the material ranged from the Gillespie Band's cover of Body and Soul to Edwards' emotional performance of Some Enchanted Evening. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.
Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing. Some crowded room, and night after night, as strange as it seems, sound of laughter will.